The following episode is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Hi, this is Sabina Hitchin, founder of Press for Success and SabinaKnows.com. You've heard my mom's got this story. Now we want to hear yours. Call toll-free at 833-THIS-MOM. That's 833-844-7666 and share your own mom's got this moment. It can be about your mom and you, about your own mom journey, or even about another amazing mom. Make sure to tell us your first name and where you're from. And Michelle and Stacy might share your mom's got this moment on the show. Again, that's 833-844-7666.
Welcome to Hashtag Moms Got This. Get your mom life fixed 4 days a week. I'm Michelle Park.
And I'm Stacey Eagle. Together we chatted up with a new boss mom each week about her journey and why she's got this.
Hi, Stacey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I'm tired.
So,
but what else is new?
I know. Recently, I was with Dylan, and he's in this phase of, like, you know, learning to get dressed by himself and, like, sometimes wanting me to help him, sometimes not wanting me to help him, and he's really into wanting to zip up his coat. And he keeps, like, snagging it, and I'm like, patience, I'm going to give him, you know, like, he's getting frustrated. I'm like, he can do it. I'm, like, encouraging him. I say to him, if you don't try, you'll never succeed.
How long do you wait until you're like, let me do this?
I wait a while, like, a few minutes. And he's like, if I don't try, I won't succeed. And he repeats that to me. And so, like, over time, this is, like, a few different days, and he doesn't get it those days. And so I'll zip it up, and he's fine. And the other day, He tried. We took the elevator downstairs to the lobby, and there's a doorman and a handyman, and he, like, pulls it up, and he goes, I got it. And he's like, and then, you know, he does this, Dylan's got this now. So he's like, Dylan's got this.
So cute.
And he got it. And it's still, like, still he struggles a lot, but it was like, he got it. And I just thought to myself, oh man, like, there goes my baby, you know, because I'm still holding on to all these moments. And I was so proud of him, but I was so sad too.
Every little thing that happens, I'm like, oh, that's the last time I'm going to do that for her.
Right.
Like, she feeds herself now. That's, like, whenever I stopped feeding her, that was the last time I was going to put food in a spoon for her.
It makes me so sad. So thinking about, like, what we talked about with, like, our guest today, Sabina Hitchin, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, you talked about, I just had mom brain.
We were talking about, like, thinking about your kids getting married.
Yes, getting married. Thank you, Michelle, for helping.
She grew out of her newborn clothes, and we had, and she's tall. Like, she's, what, 22 inches, I think they said.
That's
so
big.
She gets taller and taller, and I kept to keep getting rid of clothes. And I'm like, she's never going to be that small. And it's like, sometimes it feels like it's endless, but then all of a sudden I get sad that she's not going to be a baby soon. My husband cannot wait till she's not
of
a baby.
Of course. Like, the men, like, want to, like, play with
he
them.
He wants to do all the things that require. Like, he's like, we'll go to get all these different kinds of food. We'll do all this stuff. And I'm like, I want her to be a baby forever, even though I also want her to not be a baby. It's this weird struggle.
And it goes like this.
I love the babiness. It's so cute.
Me too. And they smell so good. And the newborn clothes, getting rid of them is so hard.
Oh my gosh. And it's until, so, like, hard. She looks uncomfortable. I'm like, fine, I guess I have to get new clothes.
I pack them up, and I, like, told Eric that I was going to donate the box, and it's still sitting there.
It's so hard.
Because all the other stuff I can get rid of, but
the little stuff is really hard.
The little steps. Every, like, developmental step, I'm both super proud of her and also, like, I feel like I mean, she's 2 months old. I feel like I just had this baby, and now, and I know, like, for moms of older kids, they're like, she's brand new, dude. But, like, every mom I know that has older kids comes in, like, huffs her. They're like, can we smell your baby?
Yeah, that's so true.
It's happening fast.
Well, I felt that way, like, day two in the hospital. I was like, oh, she's never going to be 1 day old anymore, which is crazy.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So let's reintroduce you. Sabina Hitchin is back. She is the founder of Press for Success, SabinaKnows.com. And is a mom of a 2-month-old girl.
Yes.
So I know we talked about some of the aspirations your husband wants for your child.
Yes.
Or you call her a certain name.
We call her Little J.
Little J.
I call her Little J. Yeah. So cute. He wants her to break dance, to play the guitar, to play the piano, because he thinks those are best for like parties and social activities. Because I grew up playing the violin, and he's like, no one takes the violin to a party.
Well, yeah, you can't like, pull that one out at a party. Exactly.
And I'm taking ukulele lessons, so I want her to play the ukulele. But we have a lot of... Of course, like my biggest thing is I want her to have all the confidence that it took me like 40 years to get and still working on, obviously, because I'm a human. But I'm always trying to figure out how I can like make her the most confident without being cocky child I can. And then beyond that, I just want her to be super into like music and dance and all the things. Because don't you guys have like a DJ thing in your family, right?
Well, I took DJ classes at Scratch DJ Academy, and yes. The first lesson is that you have to come up with a DJ name. So I'm DJ Daisy Deesh. Dylan is DJ Dylan Reed. He's taken DJ classes because DJ Natalie is in Brooklyn, and she teaches baby DJ classes, and she's amazing.
OMG. Because she's already got a little Adidas tracksuit. I got them at every state, like 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9. They're all pink because I want her to have like a growing look of like, you know, her look of baby DJ classes.
You have to do it.
It's in New York. Awesome. What?
Only in New York. And you know how I found out about it? I was at the Natural History Museum and the like dinosaur exhibit, and this woman working there was like, heard me talking about DJ something, and she was like, there's a DJ teacher for little kids. That 0 to so like 6 cute. Months. So Dylan had a DJ party and all that. But anyway, back to you.
You know, one thing I'm really looking forward to is when I was growing up, and I'm the oldest of 3, my parents had this thing called special day. So once a month, we each have a special day one-on-one with like my mom and then one-on-one with my dad. And I only have one child, but I'm excited to have special days with her when it's just like me, Juliet and me, like on an adventure, and or Juliet and her daddy. My husband's really into all the museums in New York. Like he's a New Yorker who actually like goes to the museums. So he's thrilled for when she can hold her head up and he can take her to MoMA to see art. But I'm just excited to do that. Like
I have not
days.
Been to so many museums.
I want
to like,
see.
Like this past 3 years.
So many.
I've been
so
to
many.
Every museum at least a million times now, because when it rains, there's nothing else to do.
I have to right? see all these things. Like, I have to know what to do with a baby.
Oh, girl, I've had a list. I've actually got a very thorough list. I'll send it to you.
Like a spreadsheet.
Yeah, and it like tells you where to go on what days.
Oh, sometimes send that. I can't believe you haven't sent that to us.
So we're also members of the Liberty Science Center, which is in Jersey. But if you ever want to come over,
okay,
it's like amazing for kids.
Really?
Like, amazing. And they do these things like some days they have, you know, like science-y food making. And so they'll like show you the chemistry of food, that kind of
very
stuff.
Very cool.
I buy all my friends' memberships for birthdays.
Oh, that's so it's, like, nice. Yeah, so cool. That's a good one.
Coming up, you'll hear Sabina share 2 months in what she's thinking about for the future for her daughter.
Hey guys, we are so excited that you've been listening and downloading, and we're grateful for it. So now, rate us and tell us what you like about the show on iTunes.
And leave us a review. Leave that 5-star rating. We would so appreciate
it. It's so easy to just click that button and do the 5-star rating.
For a tutorial, go to Stacey's Instagram.
Yeah.
Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network, powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show.
And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus 2.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
You know, I love, ever since Dylan was born, we've been capturing like my hand and his hand. Like I'll snap it on my phone. And I have this thing with Dylan where we put our hands next to each other and I'm like, you're getting so big. And his hand, it really is getting so big. So I always snap like these moments where he's put his hand on me or we're holding hands. And I've never printed those photos. And the fact that like there's this app, Keepsake Frames, is pretty amazing, because what happens is now I can just from my phone load it into this app.
And the great thing is they're offering an incredible deal to our listeners. You can save 30% off your first order by going to keepsakeframes.com/moms. And you get the discount with the code #momsgotthis.
It's so easy.
Sabina, I know it's only been 2 months.
Yeah.
But in 2 months, a lot of stuff can happen.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of downtime to yourself, from what I remember, to think about things.
Yeah.
Do you have any aspirations for your daughter? Long term.
not a lot. Like, I will not lie. I feel like I'm just, I don't want to say trudging through, but like holding on day to day with little Jay.
You're like survival mode.
Survival mode. We do joke. My husband and I have joked, only sort of joking, that she will be president someday. But, you know, that's like, and hopefully not, he's like, she'll be the first. I'm like, she will not be the first.
No, she will. Please.
She will be hopefully one of several female presidents. But we joke about this. Half joke, because I want her to know that's an option. It's on the table. And I do, I will say, thinking about it, I would love, I don't want to push it. I would love her to be self-employed or know that that's also an option, because even when I was younger and my mom owned her own business, I didn't understand that was entrepreneur. Like, I didn't totally get it. And I wish I knew that was an option for me. But, you know, everything happens in its right time. So I just want her to be confident in whatever path. But I haven't got, like, a vision board for her yet, guys. I am just like survival mode, basically. That's
you mean project. You don't know what she likes yet?
No.
She likes boobs.
I know. She's a big fan of boobies. And her brothers, which are our dogs. Like, that's like her life right
yeah,
now.
What are their names again?
George Michael and Burt Reynolds. Who were like my first children. And I was so nervous they would feel rejected. But they are like loving their baby sister so much.
What about for you and your business? What are your future goals?
You know, I love, so prior to coming to New York City, and I ran a big PR agency, and then I've been running entrepreneurial communities and education platforms for like a decade. I, in Chicago, I was a teacher, which is how I mated those two careers, teaching and entrepreneurship. And now I have this digital platform. So I want to keep growing that, educating. We have like thousands of students around the world right now. So it's pretty amazing. And my other big passion is sharing small business discoveries on air. So I want to keep growing that, because I love discovering cool things on TV, right? But it hurts my heart when it's only like, I'm not going to name any names, like big name corporate companies. I would love people to keep turning on the TV and discovering amazing innovations from American entrepreneurs. So that's what I do. And I want to keep doing that on a bigger scale, because it makes my heart swell. And I want to have my daughter be able to see me as a mom doing my own thing and running my own business, and just show her that that's possible.
So awesome. Thank you. Thanks, so Sabina. Much for being with us.
I would love to have you back on the podcast in a year.
I would like that too. Yeah.
I would like it too. Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine what I would love to then? And I'll listen to myself and be like, oh, Sabina, like, what were you thinking?
I know.
Where can people find you?
At Sabina Knows on Instagram. I'm all up in the Insta story all the time. And then they can go to SabinaKnows.com and pressforsuccess.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Make sure you tune in again next week and subscribe so that you don't miss it, because we're going to have another awesome boss mom on. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, Mom's got this.